This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5. WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
And I welcome everyone back once again to WGOD Radio. This is Paul Esposito. I'm the host of this program. God bless you today. Thank you for taking 15 minutes of your day to join me as we together study the Word of Almighty God. We are looking at a sermon I preached, only 2 weeks ago at Island Community Church. The sermon is entitled The Doctrine of Christ. Scripture verse, 2 John verse 9. Whoever transgresses and does not abide in the doctrine of Christ does not have God. He who abides in the doctrine of Christ, he has both the Father and the Son. If anyone comes to you and does not bring this doctrine, do not bid him Godspeed or allow him into your house. He who greets him or he who bids him Godspeed is a partaker of his evil deeds. Wow, what a warning that is. The question is, what is the doctrine of Christ? That's what this sermon is. This is part three. It's one sermon I've cut into four pieces. We're looking at 7 points that make up the doctrine of Christ. Number one, we looked at earlier in the week, is Jesus Christ was born of a virgin. Number two is Jesus Christ lived a sinless life. Number three is Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Number four is he died on the cross. Number five is he was raised up from the dead. So these are things that make up the doctrine of Christ. And we're looking at how. If you do not believe in any one of these things, you don't have God. Actually, I left one out too, and that is God took a body. That's another one of these seemingly innocent thing. Big deal if I don't believe God took a body. What does that mean? What are the implications of that? I think that's what we're looking at here today in today's portion of this sermon, The Doctrine of Christ. Actually, too, I want to invite you to Island this weekend, Sunday morning at 10:30. We're looking at the question, does baptism save you? We're in Galatians chapter 3. As many of us as were baptized into Christ have put on Christ. Sunday morning, 10:30. Love to see you there. Now, here's today's message, the doctrine of Christ.
Number four, Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Watch TV. You'll see a lot of people that don't believe this. Scholars with more degrees than Kellogg's has got cornflakes. He never said he was the Son of God. Jesus is the Son of God. Again, non-negotiable, right? Does everyone here believe that? We're not being stylish. These are non-negotiable facts of who Jesus is. Mark 3:11. Unclean spirits, that's demons, those hissing little demons. Unclean spirits, when they saw him, fell down before him and cried out saying, Thou art the Son of God. Matthew 16:13. When Jesus came into the coast of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, Who do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? They said to him, Some say thou art John the Baptist, some Elijah, others Jeremiah, or one of the prophets. And he saith unto them, But whom say ye that I am? Simon Peter answered and said, Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus answered and said unto him, Blessed art thou, Simon Bar-Jonah. Then he says this, For flesh and blood hath not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. When you believe Jesus is the Son of God, you've got help. Someone helped you understand that. Why is this non-negotiable? Well, because Jesus Christ is God. He's not the son of another. He's the Son of God. Therefore, he is God. Thomas said to him, "My Lord and my God." That's John 20:28. The Lord Jesus said as much. Next time you see someone on TV say, "Well, Jesus never said he was God," or when the Jehovah's Witnesses knock on your door and say he never said he was God, John 8:58 says, "Before Abraham was, I am." Therefore, the Jews picked up stones to throw at him because he called himself God. This is, again, non-negotiable. Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Amen. Everyone believe that? Number five is Jesus Christ died on the cross. John 19:30. Therefore, when Jesus received the sour wine, he said, "It is finished." And bowing his head, he gave up his spirit. Certainly non-negotiable. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not saying what type of wood is non-negotiable. The Jehovah's Witnesses got this problem with a cross. Big deal if it's got a cross beam on it or not. All I know is the Son of God died on it. That's what you got to believe. He wasn't out of breath. He died on it. It was wood. He was nailed to it. He bled from it. He died on it. It's not important if it had a crossbeam or not. That's just people that have a problem with this doctrine. People who are sons of the devil got a problem with this doctrine. Might manifest in different ways. The thing is, you got a problem with the Son of God dying on it is what the problem is, not on what it looked like. He died on the cross for our sins. And here in the Gospel of John, we read one of the last seven statements spoken from God the Son on the cross. He said, "It is finished." And bowing his head, he gave up his spirit. Another gospel says, "He breathed his last." King James says what? He gave up what? That old saying, right? Gave up the ghost. The Lord Jesus died on the cross. Peter called it the tree. Also, Galatians 3:13, Paul calls it that. That's where we ended up last Sunday. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. For it is written, "Cursed is everyone who hangs on the tree." Okay, number six. Number six is Jesus Christ was raised from the dead. Romans 10:9. If you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, or if you believe in your heart, no, wait a minute, that's not what it says, is it? If you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart one believes unto righteousness. With the mouth, confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture says, whoever believes in him will not be put to shame. I can't tell you how many so-called Christians out there don't believe in the resurrection. They don't believe in the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Hear me. You need to believe in the resurrection in order to be saved. You must believe in this. You must believe in all of these. Look again at this verse, Romans 10:9. If you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, and if you believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you'll be saved. It's a classic case of if and then. If you confess with your mouth, believe in your heart, God's raised him from the dead, then you'll be saved. When you believe it in here and confess it in here and believe what? That God raised him up. That death is not the end. Okay. Let's wrap this up. That's six, right? These are the doctrines of Christ. These are the essential teachings about Jesus Christ that are non-negotiable. Now, at this point here in this sermon, I thought I was done with my list, but the Lord gave me one more. Number 7 is this. Jesus Christ is the only door that leads to heaven. Jesus Christ is the only door that leads to heaven. Scripture verse, let's start with John 10:9. The Lord Jesus says, I am the door. Doesn't get any more simpler than that, does it? What do you do with people on TV who say, well, I believe there's lots of ways. I am the door. If anyone enters in by me, he will be saved and will go in and out and find pasture. Or John 14:6. How does that one go, Roy? I am the... Thank you. Now, for everyone on the podcast to hear that, in case you couldn't hear him, he said, I am the way, I am the truth, and I am the life. No one, no man comes to the Father but by me. Now, I wanted to say that this number 7 is the most important one, but I can't. Let me ask a question. Now, can you take any one of these and say that you're saved if you don't believe it? Huh, Ron? Shaking your head no, right? You've heard me preach this 3 times in the 5 years you've known me. You better shake your head no. Number 1, don't believe in the virgin birth. Can you be saved? Well, perhaps you can be saved because I'm not the judge. But if Christ is who you think that he is, then you can't be saved. And don't waste your time. He was born of a virgin. He wasn't born like everybody else. Number 2, don't believe that Christ lived a sinless life. Can you be saved? No. Because again, if Christ is who you think he is, then his sacrifice was worthless. His blood tainted, no better than yours and mine. It's precious to God, but it can't redeem anybody. Or be an acceptable sacrifice. That's that big word you see in your Bible. It says propitiation. You ever seen that? He himself is the propitiation for our sins. And not only ours, but also for the whole, sorry Calvinists, the whole world. It means an acceptable sacrifice. Something that God honored and accepted. He won't accept my blood to pay the price for the sins of the whole world. Because Paul W. Esposito is a sinner and spent half the morning on his face before anyone got here today. For that reason, I can't save anyone. My blood's no different than anyone else, and Jesus' blood would have been the same way if he was born just like everybody else. Number 3, don't believe Jesus came in the flesh. Can you be saved? How could you? And John the Apostle ranks you right up there with the Antichrist and the deceiver. Matter of fact, if you don't believe in number 3, then you are infected with the spirit of Antichrist.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web at WGODontheair.net. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. I love to hear the voice of